Shalom to all! You are listening to the quick recap of Parshas Shlach. So Hashem allowed Moshe to send spies, Meraglim, to scope out Eretz Yisrael in preparation for the Bnei Yisrael's arrival. Moshe chose one man from each Shevet, and at the time, they were decent, upstanding individuals. Among them was Yeshua and Kalev. However, Moshe added the letter Yud to Yeshua's name and a tefillah that Hashem should protect him from the plot of the Meraglim. They scoped out the land for 40 days, walking its width and length. However, Kalev went to Hebron to Davin not to be influenced by them. Along the way, the Meraglim cut a cluster of grapes to bring back, and it was so large that four people needed to carry it. They also took a fig and a pomegranate that were each so large that each were a full load for a grown man to carry. The Meraglim returned and spoke negatively about Eretz Yisrael, describing how the men there were powerful, many were giants, and see, look at these fruits. The fruits are huge and different, and so are the people. We will not be successful in conquering the land. The nation was distraught at such terrible news, and although Kalev did his best to convince them otherwise and encourage them that Hashem has the ability to do anything and is surely able to wipe out anyone that stands in their way, no one listened. Not only did they weep in disappointment, they actually said that it would have been far better to have died in Mitzrayim or to die in the Midbar than to die trying to enter the land. They even suggested turning back to Mitzrayim. Hashem's anger burned against the Yidden, and he told Moshe that he was going to wipe out the entire nation and restart from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe pleaded to Hashem by saying that if Hashem really wipes everyone out, then all the nations are going to say that Hashem wasn't strong enough to fight the kings of Eretz Yisrael, and it's going to be a terrible chilul Hashem. So his tefillah was accepted. However, Hashem told Moshe that the following will be the punishment of all males ages 20 and up. They're going to wander around the Midbar for 40 years until every last person this age dies in the Midbar, and only then will Klal Yisrael be allowed into the land. The Meraglim themselves suffered a horrible end. Their tongues stretched all the way till their belly buttons, worms crawled out of their tongues into them, and they died. Upon hearing what would befall them, some Yidden tried to go straight to Eretz Yisrael as somewhat of an atonement for not wanting to go. Although warned by Moshe Rabbeinu that Hashem wasn't with them, they refused to listen, and all were wiped out by the Amaleki and Kanani. The Yidden then turned towards the Yamsuf to begin their sojourning. Hashem then taught Moshe about the Mincha offering of flour and oil, and the Nesachim, the wine libations, that are to be brought along with various karbanos. This was to encourage Klal Yisrael and tell them not to worry, they will eventually make their way to Eretz Yisrael. The halacha of Afreshes Chala is also taught. The parsha then teaches about Par Helem Davar Shel Tzibor. This is the karban that's to be brought if Sanhedrin rules that something is mutter to do, and it turned out that the ruling was a grave error and this thing was actually a avodah zarah, and the majority of Klal Yisrael sinned because of this ruling. Next, we learn of the karban an individual must bring if he inadvertently serves avodah zarah. However, if a person does avodah zarah intentionally, he's blasphemed Hashem, broke his commandment, and is considered to have transgressed the entirety of the Torah. His punishment is kares, his soul is cut off for eternity. We then learn of the makayshesh. A man was caught being makayshesh etzim, gathering wood on Shabbos. He continued doing so even though he was warned not to. He was then taken to Moshe and locked up until direction was given from Hashem how to properly punish him. Hashem told Moshe that he must be stoned, and the entire assembly took him out of camp and stoned him to death. Lastly, we learn of the mitzvah of tzitzis. A four-cornered garment must have strings placed on the corners, and a string of tcheles, wool dyed blue, is to be tied onto each corner as well. When one gazes at it, he's reminded of all the mitzvahs of the Torah and to do them. We're cautioned not to stray after our hearts and eyes. The parsha concludes with the well-known pasuk of Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim Liyosachem Elokeichem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and Rashi explains that we are told that the only reason we were taken out of Mitzrayim was to be servants of Hashem, and to remember that Hashem is Neman, he's trustworthy to pay our full reward for Kima Mitzvahs and punish us for the lack thereof. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.